Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stark Edge. We're diving deep into something crucial today, communication. You know, that magical thing that separates us from every other species on this planet. It's how we build relationships, land that dream job, even just order a decent latte without looking like an idiot. But let's be real, sometimes it feels like we're speaking different languages. We get caught up in our own heads, misunderstand each other, or end up with more drama than a reality TV show. Today, I'm breaking down some powerful communication techniques that can turn you from a hesitant chatterbox to a confident communicator who gets things done. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Let's get into 5 killer takeaways that are going to seriously level up your communication game. First off, active listening is king. I'm talking about truly hearing what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really absorb their words. Ask clarifying questions, show empathy, and reflect back what you hear to make sure you're on the same page. Ever feel like you're talking to a brick wall? Active listening is your secret weapon to break through that barrier. Next up, clarity is queen. We all get caught up in jargon or using overly complicated words just to sound smart. But here's the thing. Simple and straightforward often wins the day. Think about it like explaining something to your grandma. If she gets it, you're good to go. Be concise, use plain language, and focus on delivering your message with punch. Now, let's talk about nonverbal communication, those sneaky cues that speak volumes even when we're not saying a word. Body language, tone of voice, facial expressions, they all play a huge role in how our message is received. Make sure your body language is open and inviting, your tone is confident and friendly, and your facial expressions match what you're saying. Remember, you're communicating on multiple levels here. Another crucial tip, learn to handle conflict constructively. Disagreements are inevitable, but how we handle them makes all the difference. Stay calm, listen to the other person's perspective, focus on finding common ground, and be willing to compromise. Remember, a win-win situation is always better than a winner-loser dynamic. And finally, don't underestimate the power of saying thank you. A simple act of gratitude can go a long way in building strong relationships and fostering positive communication. Be genuinely appreciative of people's time, effort, and perspectives. It shows that you value them and their contributions. Let me give you a quick example to really drive this home. Imagine you're at work, and your boss asks for a presentation on a new project. You're feeling overwhelmed, but instead of letting anxiety take over, remember these tips. Actively listen to your boss's instructions, ask clarifying questions to ensure you understand their expectations. And craft a clear and concise presentation using plain language that everyone can grasp. Be confident in your delivery, maintain good eye contact, and smile. Those nonverbal cues are powerful. If there are disagreements during the feedback process, stay calm, listen respectfully, and focus on finding solutions together. And don't forget to thank your boss for their guidance and opportunity. You've just turned a potentially stressful situation into a chance to shine. So remember, effective communication isn't about talking more, it's about communicating smarter. By actively listening, being clear, using nonverbal cues wisely, handling conflict constructively, and expressing gratitude, you can unlock your communication potential and achieve amazing things. Ready to put these strategies into action? This week, challenge yourself to be a more mindful communicator. Pay attention to how you speak with others and consciously apply these steps. Share your experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear how these techniques are impacting your life. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep communicating with intention.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.